This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tens of thousands of people in Afghanistan are waiting nervously on Saturday to see whether the United States will deliver on U.S. President Joe Biden's new pledge to evacuate all Americans and all Afghans who aided the war effort. Meanwhile, the Taliban's leader arrived in Kabul for talks with the group's leadership on forming a new government. Time is running out ahead of Biden's August 31st deadline to withdraw most remaining U.S. troops, and the president on Friday night did not commit to extending it. He faces growing criticism with chaos and occasional violence outside the airport, and as vulnerable Afghans who fear the Taliban's retaliation send desperate pleas not to be left behind. In a new security warning, the U.S. Embassy on Saturday told citizens not to travel to the Kabul airport without, quote, individual instructions from a U.S. government representative, citing potential security threats outside its gates. Tens of thousands of Afghan translators and others and their close family members seek evacuation after the Taliban's shockingly swift takeover of Afghanistan in a little over a week's time. A Taliban official says the group's leader and co-founder, Mullah Baradar, is in Kabul for meetings with the group's leadership. Baradar negotiated the religious movement's 2020 peace deal with the U.S. and has often held talks with former Afghan leaders like ex-president Hamid Karzai. Afghan officials familiar with the talks held in the capital say the Taliban have said they will not make announcements on their government until the August 31st deadline for the troop withdrawal passes. Officials also confirmed the U.S. military helicopters flew beyond Kabul airport to scoop up 169 Americans seeking to evacuate. This is VOA News. Hurricane Grace battered eastern Mexico with torrential rain and howling winds early on Saturday after becoming one of the most powerful storms in years to hit the country's Gulf Coast. Grace was carrying top sustained winds of 125 miles per hour, or 201 kilometers per hour, a Category 3 on the five-step scale when it slammed into the coast near a resort town in the early hours. Federal authorities said much of central and eastern Mexico would be hit by torrential rain, but did not provide any early word of the damage caused by Grace. Before the storm hit land, President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador urged people in five states to seek shelter. Through Sunday, the National Hurricane Center forecasts Grace will dump 6 to 12 inches or 15 to 30 centimeters of rain over swaths of eastern and central Mexico, and up to more in some areas. It says the heavy rainfall will likely cause flash and urban flooding. Vietnam's plan to prohibit residents of Ho Chi Minh City from leaving their homes beginning Monday has triggered panic buying in the epicenter of its worst coronavirus outbreak. The official Vietnam news agency said Saturday, the scramble for purchases is hurting efforts in the nation's largest city to contain the spiraling COVID-19 outbreak. Witnesses and state media say long lines of people were seen outside markets and shelves at supermarkets in Ho Chi Minh City were emptying. Vietnam said on Friday it would deploy troops in the city to enforce the lockdown and deliver food supplies to citizens as the city turns to drastic measures to slow a troubling rate of coronavirus deaths. Australian police arrested hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters in Melbourne and Sydney on Saturday, and seven officers were hospitalized as a result of clashes as the country saw its highest ever single-day rise in COVID-19 cases. Mounted police used pepper spray in Melbourne to break up crowds of more than 4,000 surging toward police lines, while smaller groups of protests were prevented from gathering in Sydney by a large contingent of riot police. Sydney, Australia's biggest city with more than 5 million people, has been in a strict lockdown for more than 2 months, failing to contain an outbreak that has spread across internal borders and as far as neighboring New Zealand. And vandals have stolen a cross from outside a church in northern Israel where Christians believe Jesus performed the miracle of the loaves and fishes, a church official said on Saturday. The official says it shows that people can invade and desecrate their property. The Israeli police say they've launched an investigation. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.